That's so right.
Thanks, Sue Storm.
Hi, Sue. Where are you?
She's right there. Right on. John Hell.
Steve Maldor.
Who are
you? Coming up on the mic.
Yeah.
She'll be coming up on the mic when she comes in.
We just decided to abscond. All right, go ahead. You want to start talking to people?
Oh, I'm just going to say we've got a keg here.
Oh, God, don't touch the keg.
No tap. But we have plenty of wine and beer, and there's also pizza. So if you're out and about in the mission at this point in time, the door is open.
That's right. Come on.
There's a private party at the makeout, so you can't go in there.
So come here.
3227 22nd Street right here in the mission district.
Yeah. Anyway, we're having a holiday party in the pissing down rain, and you can come inside and also enjoy the pissing down rain because Macris is our landlord, and they blow goats.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
It's a pineapple shower, baby.
It's a pineapple shower in the Radio Valencia studios.
My show's Pineapple Express, right?
My show's on Tuesday, or Sunday's 2 to 4 p.m.
Very good.
Your show is Monday.
Yeah. Monday 8 to 10.
Yeah, I'm Saturday 6 to 8, then to 10.
I'm right. A Curious Catastrophe, you're John Hell's whatever.
Alchemist with Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail.
All right, so Barry is the first guy up.
Barry, grab a microphone.
Yeah, Thursday at noon. Catch my show.
That's
Thursday
right.
At noon.
What's your show all about?
Just take
the microphone and stop acting like a weirdo.
Take the damn mic.
Show's complete.
Start talking.
No two are the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Time Won't Let Up.
What's it called?
It's called Time Won't Let Me.
That's and right. What time?
And I call it Time Won't Let Me because there's not enough time in the day to play all the fantastic music that I plan to play for you folks.
And that's right. This week was great. It was like power pop, right? Or was that last week?
No, that was last week. He did Christmas music, holiday music this week.
I did a two-hour Christmas show yesterday that they played again today.
That's it.
It was even better the second time.
It really was. It's like
how that works.
You're like a fine wine.
It's like leftovers. You know,
once you get me out of the studio and just play it back, it's much better.
Barry's shows are like a fine wine. That's right.
Lasagna the next morning.
Inspiration to me.
We got Richard here. We got ES Beats. Pass the mic.
Get on the mic.
There you go. I'm sure everyone in Radio Land is enjoying listening to us like bellow.
I know. I probably want to turn him up a little bit.
Like, yeah. Wait, where is it? That one? Here. Which one's the image? We're figuring this out as we go along. Hello? Keep talking. Say something better.
Sibilance.
If you say something better, it'll work.
Something better.
Something better. Something better this way comes.
No. No, it wasn't working.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Hello. Hi, everyone. How are you?
Hello. Hello, Richard.
Welcome to RadioValencia.fm.
How's ES Beats going with you?
ES Beats is going great. Thank you very much. In fact, we'll be back tomorrow with a live show at 2 o'clock, all vinyl.
You've been doing the all vinyl for how many months?
Since October.
Why?
End of October.
Why?
Head to toe.
New Year's resolution on my birthday every year.
Yeah.
And this year was I'm never going to bring my computer to the studio for a year.
That's it. All right.
I need to force myself to do vinyl because I just haven't. 6 years I've been on the air here.
All vinyl.
I've never used vinyl.
Every tithing is tight.
Yeah. I turned myself off.
I know.
You got over your fear of that really quickly.
No one's listening anyway. And then it's starting to take off. It's been great. So I've been doing a Sesame Street version of playing vinyl. Every week is brought to you by a different letter. And this week the letter is D.
The letter D.
Every song about debauchery. Shows about debauchery and dicks. Saturday too.
That's creepy, but I like it.
Duplication, baby.
Who's up next?
Who's next?
No comment.
Mike Ruffin.
Yeah.
Hold on, I can't hear you.
I'm loving this. This is fantastic.
Okay. This sounds like crap.
By Catherine, which is the most amazing lumpia in your life.
There's lumpia here. We got lumpia.
So, Big Mike, Mike Ruffin, the Love Muffin.
Please, I don't go by that anymore.
I love that name. That's like my favorite name ever.
Love it. You gotta
stick.
We got Sean from. What's the show called again?
Bughouse Square.
We got Disaster Sounds.
That's right.
This is how I sound on my show too. I just say this stuff.
That's right.
That's all. I, when I come, When I come on, I don't even talk about anything of mine. I just come on and go, and tonight you can hear John Hell's lightly like Hansel. All right. Hey, what were you saying, John? I know you're asking me questions. I was just backing away.
Wait a minute. You've been here with... Wait, no, Mike, man. Come on. When did you change your air name?
When did I?
Yeah, when? You were the Love Muffin for a few years.
And what are you now?
I just go by Mike. And I know. I just
Mike on the mic.
Blend in. So I Mike love Raffone.
Mike Raffone. But dude, you
got it. Mike, I can hide my real last
You've been with
name.
Us for about 7 years?
You know, we live here. What if I say something really dumb?
You've been
the
with
mic?
Us.
I got to hide my real last name.
You've been with us, what, 7 years?
2019.
That's it. Dude.
Jesus.
That's
and 2019 was 7 years ago. That's terrifying.
That's dumb.
But I didn't really, really begin until 21.
Yeah. Podcast like 6 months ago, right?
Wait, what's that?
Because it was
Repeat
just
the question, please.
It wasn't about the podcast for me. It was just about fun.
You're just live, and, like where the rubber meets the road, man. That's what you're all about. I think.
And then this guy one time says to me, "You should put
Buckhouse Square
the podcast up." Yeah, Mr. Buckhouse Square says. So then I started doing. Not that I tell anyone to listen. I wouldn't want to.
Some people say
must see TV, must see radio, must hear radio. Mine is not must hear. You'll be all right if you don't listen to my show. Okay, I'm going to get out of here.
All right, bye.
Self-deprecation. And there's Scott from... Hey, look at that.
Let's get Scott. Disaster Sounds. Get over there.
Listen to radio on Tuesdays. We start at 8 a.m. with Keys Show. And then we got me. And then we got, later in the day, we got Mr. Foster here.
I am Mr. Foster. Keys. DJ Scott, the host of Disaster Sounds. You can catch me every Tuesday from 2 to 4. I play mostly punk and hardcore, kind of DIY. East for the West Coast, but a lot of local stuff, too. Bay Area, if you like noisy punk rock, please check me out.
It's an excellent show for that time of day, too, man. That's high energy. People are moving.
We can attend to his credibility because he's wearing an RKL shirt right
Seriously,
now.
Seriously, I got to call Barry. That's true. Oh, we got black in the studio. Get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Hi, this is DJ Queen.
What's up, Queen? We love you, DJ Queen.
I feel like you just scored a goal.
Do we need food?
Well, we have food.
We're good.
We got food. So good. Wait, tell us about Black on Black on Black.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's it about?
I am one half of Black on Black on Black.
Where's D?
D is in Texas.
Oh, damn.
You know, that one, she has to go back to her roots every once in a while. And so our show is Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., and by the name of it, we talk about all black shit.
Hell yeah.
And just so you all know, we are two black women. We are not non-white people. We are two black, very alternative women. So, one who is actually queer, the other one just, like, looks queer.
Yeah, I don't think...
Check us out every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. We talk about weird shit.
Yeah, I don't think you and I could co-host that show.
No, we could try, but it would not be good.
It would be...
Hey,
it seems like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
They're on before me, and how many times have I been in the studio getting ready, and I want to chime in, because you guys say the best shit, and I always want to be like, oh, yeah, oh, I got something. That's so good. Can the Jew say something in combination with the black? I don't know. Can we all come together as family?
Fuck yeah.
Come together.
I am thrilled. I've had a lot of shows before me over the years, but this is the only show where I've been like, holy crap, I want to add something because it's so goddamn good.
Yeah, you guys are fun.
Oh, I've watched the two of you argue. Get her on the mic again. Get her on the mic.
We argue like D is like my best friend.
You guys argue like a very old married couple.
We are a very old married couple. I am her platonic life partner.
Yeah,
for sure. There's nothing ever gonna happen between our badge, but like we are like sisters. And so John has seen us like argue about politics, about like nonsensical family, and like get into it. And then afterwards, John's been like, "So y'all good?"
Yeah.
And we love that you are always a show. Before. You come in with the vibes. You always shout us out at the start of your show. Like,
seriously,
such a wonderful vibe here. So if you are looking to like become a part of a radio family,
if you're still listening to this drunken babble,
come join us.
Absolutely.
It's all right. Families break apart and regroup all the time. So come join us.
Yay! Radio Valencia Holiday Party!
Speaking of shouting out, you want to stay tuned for...
Is that you bring your pasties next time.
Oh, man. I forgot my pasties.
Pasties in a G-string?
Speaking of shouting out, you want to stay tuned...
Zibba-dabba, zibba-dabba, zibba-dabba-doo.
You want to stay tuned for Dr. Hal coming up at 10-ish.
Ish.
Ish.
Yeah, right. Is that Morrow? Did I see Morrow back there? No?
No.
Behind there. Wow. Radio Valencia's 2025 holiday party.
Best party we've thrown in a while.
That's the only party we've thrown in a while.
Well, that's true.
I guess it's
Well, that's not true. We threw a fundraiser.
Oh, I forgot. That was good. I think Bernadette's supposed to come down, too. That
we had three bands there. I was just expecting this party to spill out on the sidewalk, not expecting the torrential downpour.
Well, it could still happen.
It makes my hair
all Family is here. Little Lawson Hell. Spawn is in the room. Spawn Hell is here.
Hellspawn.
Hellspawn is here. You can't shake your head no and eat the pizza at the same time. Spawn is here. Come here. Come on, Spawn. Spawn is here.
Because she doesn't have a show. So.
No, but she does get here every so often.
Hi, Father.
Hello, Spawn. You haven't been on my show in a long time.
There's something I need to tell you about my dad, you guys.
No, don't. No.
Tell us.
She does this every single time.
Okay.
Does he not replace the toilet paper roll?
He may not play it on air, but at home, you guys, he is the biggest Foo Fighters fan I have ever, like, seen in my life. Like, there's posters in this room.
Well,
you guys.
Now you're my hero.
Like, he idolizes them and, like, Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, now you are in trouble.
Yeah.
No, now you're grounded. Because one lie is
21.
Bad. One lie is bad enough.
I'm 21.
But that one,
what are you taking
smashing,
away from me?
The Smashing Pumpkins shit ain't going to work. Yeah. No, I don't like them. I don't like them. This guy, the Alchemist, knows very clearly how much I loathe bands like the Foo Fighters. But thank you, Spawn. Darling daughter.
Love you.
All right, moving on. Oh, man, that's rough.
All right. Who's
she's lucky she doesn't pay rent.
Who's in the room? Oh, Jasmine, you're new.
Jasmine, get over here.
Jasmine?
Wow. I'm sorry, you guys don't... We just really have cans for whoever's over there.
Yes, I'm the new kid on the block.
One of the few.
But you also made the killer graphic.
We
got all a hand for Jasmine.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hell yeah.
So excited to be a part of the team. My show is called Banana Split. Originally, it was supposed to be on Sundays, but I moved it to Saturdays. It's just better timing, so I'm on at... Tomorrow's actually my first show. I'm going to be live at 10 a.m.
Right.
And, yeah, I'm just excited to be part of the team.
Who's on at noon?
The what?
Who's on at noon on Saturday? Oh, it's open.
There's a lot of open slots, so please join if you see anything in red is available.
Oh, Freaks to the Front is on at noon.
Oh, right,
on Saturday.
Freaks to the Front. So that's Morrow and
Who's that?
They're not here yet.
Oh, they're not here yet.
Apparently, there's a thread about people being late on our email, but I haven't checked.
Oh,
it yet.
I don't look at those things right now. Like, don't text and drive. Wait, let me look.
Anyway, thank you for doing that. That was awesome.
That's wonderful.
If you do get nervous tomorrow, it's okay because no one's going to be awake.
I know. I'm thinking, no one's going to be awake.
No, she moved. She moved from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., so like there's a chance now.
But if you miss it, I'll podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll be right back. tell you that it comes from the Talmud, not the Torah.
Tell you I'm confused. Do we light from left to right?
Doesn't really matter once we're in the candlelight.
Hot wax drips down on my fingers. I meet your eyes, stirring the blessings, and it lingers. You lead me by the hand, and I think here we go. We do it in the winter. The prophesies a miracle.
Hanging with Maldoror.
No, it's not. It's not Puffin's LP. It's the LP Lounge now.
Yeah, I've been calling it LP Lounge for a long time because, well, like I said, didn't want to sound like one of those people that advertises. You know, like, sometimes you don't need to wear a marijuana leaf.
I suck at self-promotion, and like I DJ, I have residency DJs that I'm at every other weekend, and like my friends don't come because I don't tell them. I'm just like, oh, I don't want to be that guy who's like, hey, look at me. But like, if you don't tell people, people don't know.
Yes, you're right. True. You're right. All right. Now that makes sense. Good.
But you were saying that you progressed a great deal since you've been on Radio Valencia.
Oh, I believe I have progressed since I've been on Radio Valencia.
How so?
When I first started here, I think like, well, I feel like I came in blackout drunk. Blackout drunk a lot of times.
Well, that's how I'm often arriving. Okay. Or leaving.
I feel like I'd come in here and just be just a wild man. You know, sometimes you're your own worst enemy or hardest critic. But I think when I first started, I do think that I was, I don't know, I think I'm just being hard on myself right now. I think I just smoked some weed or something.
But you've gotten your shit together.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I did quit drinking.
You look so much healthier.
And I don't say everyone needs to, and I'm not on a parade of... Yeah, thank you for saying that. That's very kind of you. I'll take that. Wow. And you never, told me that before until now. No, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying you look like you were on death's door, but you look much healthier now.
Oh, that's great to hear. That's great to hear. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any problems, if you feel like you can't, your booze is getting out of hand, there's help out there. And I got some, and I feel a lot better about life. And that even this December month that used to stress me out is now like, all right. Can you believe that? I'm actually saying...
And coming to this room full of drunken idiots is like not phasing you.
Everyone in here, nobody's acting like drunken idiots. Everyone's handling themselves well.
Give
like,
it
gentlemen
time.
And ladies, give it time. Give it time. And then in the process of being a nice, sober man, although I still partake of... Okay, I'm just talking about alcohol here. Anyway.
California sober is... I mean, it gets rid of the thing that's the worst. Like...
And as a result, I've got a nice woman. I met a nice lady. And before, that would have been impossible. But now, thank you. She's right here next to me. But she wants to name anonymous. And we'll let her.
All right. I was gonna name her by name, but I shan't.
You can. It's all right. We can say your name, your first name.
Molly.
Molly. Mike and Molly.
So you got rid of booze and you met Molly.
I quit booze and then I started Molly heavily. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean that.
Sorry.
Okay. Hey, thanks for tuning in the Radio Valencia holiday party messing extravaganza.
And I'm a lot of fun at the holiday party talking about quitting drinking and stuff.
This is RadioValencia.fm.
Where's the keg of O'Doul's?
There's a keg over there, but it's been tapped for 3 months, so it's skunky.
Oh, I meant the O'Doul's kind. You know O'Doul?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was a real fun guy at the party. So cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him. Saying, "Name me someone that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and serve him. But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, man, that she herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage not corrode. Where her cape of the stage once it flowed. Fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes everything's been returned which was old. On the back of the fish truck that loads while my conscience explodes.
Hey, it's Sue Storm on Radio Valencia. You're tuned into Out of Limits. And that was Visions of Joanna by Bob Dylan, and Hot Hanukkah by Couplet, Moans by Parade Ground, and I am gonna play some more music for you. I'm so used to there being something happening outside at the makeout room or whatever, and right now it's just garbage day. It's just garbage truck time, so it's kind of a nice change of pace. Okay, Radio Valencia.
Do you remember a time when you were going from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's there, they're playing cards and you were intimate cigars. And she never told me her name. I still love you to go from Mars.
Studios,
we've got pizza.
you wanna take her. You wanna make her all your own.
We'll be right back. the guy you want. Look at you with your mouth watering. Look at you with your mind spinning. Why don't we just admit it's all over? You're just the girl you want. She's just a girl, the girl you want. She's just a girl, she's just a girl, the girl you want.
A politically connected real estate agent convicted of bank fraud was sentenced to 3 years probation and fined $15,200 for his part in a corruption scandal that reached the highest levels of San Francisco government. Victor Macras, M-A-K-R-A-S, appeared in the U.S. District Court of San Francisco Tuesday, where Judge Richard Seaborg handed down the lesser of two possible sentences. Federal prosecutors wanted the real estate mogul to pay $25,000 and spend 2 months behind bars, which is still a slap on the wrist, editorial comment. Macras was convicted in U.S. District Court earlier this year on a case built on the same criminal corruption probe that toppled other powerful players in city politics, namely former Public Utilities Commission Harlan Kelly and ex-Public Works boss Mohammed Nuru. Meanwhile, the trial has yet to begin for Kelly. Macras's conviction proved how he made false statements to help Kelly secure a $1.3 million loan for his project. Federal prosecutors wanted to not only pay a $25,000 fine and serve 2 months in prison, but also be under 3 years probation, which federal probation officials have recommended. While federal probation officials have recommended a lesser fine of $15,000 and time served as probation, because he's a middle-aged white guy. Another editorial comment. The government submits a short custodial sentence and more meaningful financial penalty fits the severity of this case, the circumstances of the defendant, and the need for deterrence. The federal sentencing recommendation said deciding that such a sentence could deter other white-collar criminals, but it didn't, because old white dudes don't pay any penalties in this country. Dating back to some bitch named Richard Nixon. Fucking should have been shot. Anyway, another editorial comment. The opinions expressed by me do not reflect anything, except I'm just reading the San Francisco Standard right now. And Nixon sucks. Blah, blah, blah. Well, Macras did not support the court himself, or write the court himself. A long list of supporters did, and these are all fine, upstanding individuals, including former Mayor Willie Brown and Macras' wife, Farah Macras. She wrote that her husband believes in the rule of law and is the most honest and humble man she knows, and asked the judge for leniency. In fact, she wrote, he is so humble he drives friends like Willie Brown to the opera in the cheapest little Toyota Tacoma truck. Oh, isn't that touching? Meanwhile, it's raining in our fucking studio, and we have reached out to Macras Real Estate an unknown number of times. I've gone in there personally. Every time, nothing fucking happens, because these guys are, again, this is just my opinion, slumlords. And what do you know? He was on, he was bribing officials and stuff, but hey, what do I know? Anyway, we don't care, really. Just fix our goddamn roof. Or get blown up on the radio. Anyway, hope you have a happy holiday.
But, we also heard Girl You Want by Devo, Maria by Blondie, Dancing with Tears in My Eyes by X, Girl from Mars by Ash, and this is called Meat Grinder. Meat Grinder by Mad Villain, Mad Lib, and MF Doom. Radio Valencia.
Let's go. grinder, heat niner, pimping, stripping, soft, sweet minor. China was a neat sign of trouble with his grip digits, double dip, bubble lip, subtlest midget. Borderline schizo, fortifying tits, don't pour the wine, order grind, quarter to nine, let's go. Ever since 10-11, glad she made a brethren. Dennis last down, seven alligators, seven at the gates to heaven, knocking, no answer. Slow dancer, hopeless romancer, dopest flow stanzas. Yes, no, villain, metal face to death stroke. Guess so, still incredible, in escrow. Just say ho, I'll test the yayo. Wild West style fest, y'all best to lay low. Hey bro, day glow, set the bet, pay dough. Before the cheddar get away, best to get Mako. The worst hated god and perpetrated hard favors demonstrated in the perforated rod labors. In all quad flavors, large savers. Still back in the game like Jack LaLanne. Think you know the name, don't rack your brain. On a fast track to hack Zane. Either in a slow beat or that's the speed. Or at the cane, laughter, pain. Foreign songs lit in the booth with the best host. Doing bong hits on the roof in the west coast. He's at it again, mad at the pen. Glad that we win the tag guy in a bad hat for men. Grind the cinnamon, Manhattan warmongers. You can find the villain in satin. Gongus, the van screeches, the old man preaches about the gold sand beaches, the cold hand reaches for the old tan Elises.
Remember the weight of the world, it's a sound that we used to buy. Off cassette and 45. And now this little girl, she says that we'll be making it home. 800 miles as we drive. And you got the weight of the world coming down like a mother's eye. And all that you can, all that you can give is a cold mind. The law enforcement's compressed to survive to the stage. Strapped up soldiers, they'll lock you in a cage without a mind. For a little ride. Oh no, where you lie. How we get kids too late to break it off. I need a release. The signal's a call, but I don't get it off. I suffer you to give my love. Got the weight of the world, I'm telling you here, my love. Remember the weight of the world, it's a sound that we used to buy. And all that you can give is a call to mind. The law enforcement's oppressed, you survive to this age. Strapped up soldiers, they'll lock you in a cage without a mind. For a little bride. Oh, no. Where you lie. And how we get kids too late to break it off. I need a release. The signal's a call, but I don't give me all. Some of you hear my love. Got the weight of the world, I said you hear my love. The signal's a call that don't get me off. I'll summon you here
give my love.
Christ had him preceded me. I'm on a step on those toes. On a step on those toes. Yeah. Hag Riot.
And your show is on when?
In theory, it's on Thursdays from 4 to 6. I have had a couple of schedule disruptions, so maybe I'll move it. But yeah, 4 to 6.
Was it our schedule? It was stuff that went wrong on our end, right?
No. Well, maybe a couple times, but I mean, I feel like I probably collaborated in the damage. I'd like to say I had a hand. A hand did it.
Okay, one time it might have been, you might have been, but I think the other time, like, the internet went down or something, or that's right, PG&E killed their power or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
We're airing a lot of grievances tonight on the...
Oh, God, I'm dying. Do I have some grievances?
About the radio station?
What I really, really want... Steve Spice is salty Spice is
I like Salty
know.
Spice.
Hey, Salty Spice, what I want to fucking know, what I really, really want to fucking know is
how
is this the place where the internet and all the tech takeover originates and our goddamn Wi-Fi
goes down
and electricity is going down all the bloody time?
Do you want to hear a tinfoil hat theory? It's probably completely plausible.
Well,
this is perceived as a poor neighborhood. The wealthy neighborhood, I bet the Wi-Fi and power are not going down at Pacific Heights. It's the mission.
Oh, are you serious?
It's the mission that's the last place they're going to upgrade the infrastructure. Huh. And so when it rains here,
I don't I don't think that's a tin hat. That sounds just like data.
It rains inside our studio as it's doing now. Thank you, Victor Macris and Macris Real Estate. I just read his indictment email and how he got off easy because he's a middle-aged white guy, even though he was convicted of bribery. He got off with time served.
And this is why we can't have nice things. This is why we have tariffs and stuff.
Yeah, because old white guys who do wrong never see any consequences.
I trace that back to accountability. I'd like to do some accountability.
I was saying earlier, I was alluding it to our listeners, I was like, it goes back to Richard Nixon. When they let him off the hook, I was so disappointed as a child. I was like, he committed treason. Why did we not shoot him?
Right.
And ever since that point, nobody's ever faced any consequence if you're a middle-aged rich white guy.
Yeah. But, I mean, I would say that that's been the case for a long time, but that really set a precedent. It's the first time in my life. Yeah. So I guess accountability isn't real, and so we can all just everything
do
is meaningless.
So we must run amok.
We must. We have no choice but to serve the community. By wild revelry.
So moving on from my saw. Whatever.
Do you feel better?
No, not really. What time is your show, and what do you do? That's what we're covering here.
My show's on Thursdays from 4 to 6, and I like to kind of wing it a bit. Sometimes there's like a bit of a seasonally timed or meaningfully themed thing, but the theme goes with I like to look at a catharsis of emotion and unfiltered language for setting the cadence. So the last show was a little extra messy, as I called it, sweet and sloppy. Is that what I called it?
I don't know. I didn't listen.
I don't know if that one's going to be even saved the podcast, but yeah, sometimes when I have someone on, it's like sound editing, it's like talking about horror movies good music.
And what time is it on?
4 p.m. on Thursdays, unless it's a holiday. Or unless the Wi-Fi's down.
Or unless the power overlords are... The power goes down in the mission. Because PG&E should be privately owned, but it isn't. I mean, should be publicly owned, but it isn't. Wow, this is a loud party. I'm so glad we're not having it in a warehouse, though.
So what I'd like to know, pretend I'm Santa, what would you like for Christmas?
What would I like?
Little boy.
Besides from peace on earth and goodwill to man?
Is that really what you want?
Well, yeah, that would be where it first starts. Yeah. If there was that, we could move on with everything else.
But in the meantime...
I mean, aside from that, there's a certain obituary I would enjoy reading. But again, that's horrible. So what do I actually want for myself? I want someone to renew my subscription to Isaac Asimov's science fiction magazine.
Oh, Isaac Asimov. Have you watched Foundation?
I have not. But I have a subscription.
So good.
I have a subscription, and my grandmother got me a subscription like a million years ago because she was a huge sci-fi fan. I used to read it at her house.
Right on.
And now, you know, periodically when I get a windfall from my freelance career, I re-up my subscription for a couple years, and it's currently fallow. So that's what I want.
Isaac Asimov subscription.
Yeah. Tell my wife.
I will. I'm going to tell her. Everyone's going to tell her. And hey,
yeah. Oh,
John
God,
Hill.
That's loud. Turn me down.
John Hill.
Hello there.
What do you want for Christmas?
I'd like the filling in my tooth filled. That would be so great.
Did you bite something?
It's an old filling that broke. I'm old.
Would you like some nuts?
I got, Steffi gave me some. I'm eating nuts spicy on the other side. These are spicy, salty nuts, these nuts. You can have these.
Malvor.
I got you nuts in my pocket.
I'm not going to eat the nuts on air.
Were you guys talking about comic books?
No.
What were you? I thought I heard a subscription. I guess I assumed.
We were talking. The question is, what do you want for Christmas? And aside from peace on earth, goodwill to men, and a certain obituary.
Right. Oh, that's true. I guess what I would want, I don't even know. I would want a. I can't hear you. What are you saying? Oh, I thought you said something. More vinyl. I mean, more vinyl, right? Yeah, I just want more vinyl.
Yeah, I think that might be one of the things I get for my partner slash wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Is a Thrill House gift certificate.
Oh, that's a nice one.
That never goes amiss.
Never.
I assume she's not listening, because...
Oh, boy.
Who's listening?
I don't know. My mom. Thanks, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, yeah.
My parents are not listening, no. And that's okay.
But more vinyl. All right, yeah.
More vinyl.
What I was saying is I would like someone to re-up my subscription to the Isaac Asimov's science fiction magazine.
Nice.
Because it gives you hope for the there will be a future.
Yeah.
No. Sorry, I got, like, earrings on the size of my head.
Oh, that hurts.
And these headphones. I know, it's painful. I did this for you. No, I didn't.
Thank you.
You could swap them out with a better one.
This is my
That's right. There are other ones.
I'm trying to have peace on earth and will to them.
What did you say you wanted for the holidays for Christmas?
Well, I'm Santa, so nobody asked me.
I'm asking.
Thank you. What would I like?
Yeah.
What do I want?
Don't hurt yourself. It's okay.
Oh, I won't. But I want to fucking travel. But yeah. Also, I have this, like, there's this, the thing that comes to mind just is SpaghettiOs and Reds pouring out of the president's ankles.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe yeah. that can happen.
That would be great. That would be so great.
I missed that. SpaghettiOs and what?
SpaghettiOs and rats pouring out of the commander of Jesus ankles.
Cool. I want this for the holiday.
No, I
want
to travel.
Do you have a place?
I need a fucking vacation.
Yeah, me
so
too.
Bad.
Me too.
I'd like to go overseas. I was in Ireland a year and a half ago, and I loved it.
What part?
I was in, we spent some time in the Burn, Galway. We were in
Dublin. I love Galway.
Castles and shit. Bow and arrow. Archery. Hey, this is one night I bought a jacket that said Sandy on it. And I walked by here and I saw DJs needed. In fact, it was my anniversary.
Oh, wow.
And I walked in and this guy.
Oh, yeah.
This guy was working and I was like, hey, I used to have a show.
How do I get involved? You too can get involved.
That's true.
If you want to participate in
Well, this is the first time I've seen you since then, so.
That's how we keep the door open. Yeah, wait till those come up.
Holidays. Bye. Dreams coming true at Radio Valencia.
It's been a really good year for Radio Valencia. It's been
a really good quarter.
It has. But really, the last 6 months have been really incredible.
Inexplicably, things seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, we've been
Everything
adding.
Sucks.
Right?
So, Radio Valencia,
but you joined the station. We've had a lot of really good new shows, so that's been really delightful. Good people.
Yeah.
A lot of good people are here in the studio tonight. Folks, we have a lot of food. Come down and hang out at Radio Valencia and take our food, because we're going to leave and go to a bar soon.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Because we
got more sausage than we can manage. Is that right?
Actually, I think we actually might have a greater ratio of women to men in the room at the
Outstanding.
Moment.
Outstanding.
Which is shocking for old white guy radio. All right. Back to the music.
These nuts. We'll be right back.